些励志的话。
If you're the kind of person that likes to make resolutions,
这句话经常能够鼓励你。
You've probably heard a lot of people encourage you.
少儿不努力，老大徒伤悲。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
良好的开端是成功的一半。
And that a good beginning is the secret to success.
这句话有不少的道理。
And that is true.
但是你还要记得更多的成语、谚语，在提醒我们另一个方面。
On the other end, we also must remember.
比如说前功尽弃、功败垂成、晚节不保。
That's all right. To not choke up when you're about to reach the finish line, and to not fail when your goal is right in reach.
这些话都警告我们千万不要半途而废。
And so that is to warn us that not only should we start strong, but we should also finish strong.
刚刚我们读到的经文把我们的目光一下带到了出埃及记的第一代以色列人。
And so these verses that we read brought us back to the first generation of Israelites who had left.
他们是非常特殊的一批人。
They were a very special group of people.
除了耶稣基督当年的门徒之外，
other than the disciples of Jesus,
历史上的人类没有任何一群像他们那样经历过上帝大能的奇妙。
No other generation of human beings had ever personally experienced the greatness of God to such an extent.
他们亲眼见了上帝向埃及的假神法老、埃及人和埃及全地上帝的审判。
For they had witnessed the judgment of God upon Egypt, its false gods, the Pharaoh, the Egyptians, and the whole land.
著名的十灾。
The 10 plagues.
这每一个都比自然灾害都强烈。
And these judgments were greater than any kind of natural disaster.
后来当这几百万的以色列人离开埃及的时候，埃及人是先送了金银财宝给他们。
And to such a point that when the Israelites left Egypt, the Egyptians gave them many good gifts.
借此上帝证明他是有能的神。
And then God proved that he reigned supreme.
不过法老心又刚硬，不甘心这个奴隶白白的走开。
And then Pharaoh changed his mind again, and he did not want this free labor to slip out from between his fingers.
派了追兵。
And so he sent his soldiers.
所以当整个以色列人来到红海边的时候，是后有追兵，前有大海。
And so they got to the Red Sea with the sea in front of them and an army coming up behind them.
摩西在这个时候再次举杖，这个降十灾的杖再次举的时候，红海就开了。
And so the staff that brought upon the 10 plagues was once again raised.
以色列人走过如同干地一般。
And the Israelites walked through as if they were on dry land.
当摩西再次举杖的时候，红海就合上。
And when he raised the staff again, the sea closed.
整个的以色列追兵被淹没了。
And all of the soldiers who were chasing after them, they drowned.
上帝在救赎的时候得荣耀，上帝在审判的时候也得荣耀。
And so both in his salvation and in his judgment, God was glorified.
然而就是这一代人看见这样大能的上帝的荣耀。
And yet it was this very same group of people who had witnessed such greatness.
几天之后就开始抱怨神。
That it was only a matter of days before they began to complain.
几十天之后我们都知道在这个民数记里记载的是什么。
And you know, as we're reading through Numbers, we all see the history of the people of God.
因为他们不信上帝的带领，最后神对这一代人做了审判，说只有约书亚和这个 Caleb 加勒作为第一代的代表进入了迦南，其余的人都死在旷野里了。
And so of the first generation, only Joshua and Caleb were able to make it into the promised land, and the rest all died in the desert.
这当然不是说其余的第一代人都没有得到永恒的拯救。
Of course, we're not saying that, you know, none of that first generation were saved.
比如后来在新约，我们就看到摩西跟耶稣基督登山变相的时候在一起。
Because we know that, you know, Moses appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
但是整体的信息非常的清楚，就是第一代的以色列人失败了。
And yet the message of the Pentateuch is that the first.
虽然他们有一次轰轰烈烈的开始
，though they had a spectacular beginning.
他们是前功尽弃、晚节不保、半途而废的人。
They threw away such a such a great starting advantage, and they were not able to run the race that was.
这对我们今天你我意味着什么？
So what does that mean for you and me?
虽然我们都知道耶稣基督在我们人生中是为我们信心创始也是成终的那一位。
We know that in our life, Jesus is the one who not only starts us on our path, but he completes the good work.
成就了摩西所期盼的一切。
For he is a mediator greater than Moses and able to accomplish everything that Moses was looking for.
他也应许每一位信靠耶稣基督的人。
And he promises all those who trust in Jesus.
我们的入门和终结都在上帝全权的恩典手中。
That for us to become Christians and to end our lives in completing the good work of God, it is all through His grace.
但是今天的经文强烈地提醒我们另一个真理。
But this passage is a reminder for all of us.
跟随基督不光是要有一个伟大的开始。
That to be followers of Jesus
是一生之久的信靠。
It's not just a good beginning, but it's a lifelong trust.
这个完整的旅程是像马拉松而不是一百米的。赛跑
that our journey of life is more like a marathon than a short sprint.
从你属灵的重生悔改信靠受洗与基督联合
from being regenerated to and your repentance to believing in Christ and your union with Christ
直到将来接主被他接去或者他再来
until one day either you pass away and you meet God face to face or he comes again and snatches you up.
今天我们仍然面临着当年以色列的问题就是信仰的半途而废的危险。
We also face
这是真实的。
The danger of falling away before the race is finished.
不是简单的一个学业事业和生意的问题。
This is not just a matter of schooling work or
business. 它是永生和永死的问题。
It's a matter of eternal life or eternal death.
是安息在主怀里面还是永远在外面流浪不能回家
that whether it, you are able to rest in the arms of God or be a wanderer forever
你能坚忍到底吗
can we hold on to the end
其实这正是希伯来书作者面对第一世纪犹太人他们的挣扎的时候在圣灵的启示下给他们的劝勉
this is an encouragement that the writer of Hebrews gave to this firstthe first century Jewish Christians under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
他问他们你们是继续的跟随摩西盼望的弥赛亚前行进入安息呢还是半途而废回到熟悉的犹太人的传统里面活着
Do you continue to follow the Messiah that Moses himself looks forward to and enter into his rest? Or do you go back to the old ways that you were more familiar with?
今天我们也盼望这个圣经在我们耳边响起的时候警告我们每一位人目的不是恐吓我们
and so these words of warning are also given to us not in order to frighten us
而是激励每个有耳当听的人无论环境如何艰苦跟随耶稣基督有多么大的挑战
that it is an encouragement that no matter how difficult the circumstances may seem
不是要回到过去而是继续认定耶稣基督是上帝的儿子
Then we do not fall back to our old habits, but we continue to hold on to the fact that Jesus Christ indeed is God's Son.
他是我们天路里程的唯一盼望，是我们的安息。
He is our only hope and rest.
虽然希伯来书关于安息的很长，从这个七节一直到四章的十一节。
And these verses are, and this message is very long.
所以我们把它分成两段。
So we're going to split it into two sermons.
下一周呢，有一个外勤的讲员叫谢访，他是上海的传道，他和他妻子、儿子正好来玩，那我们就请他来讲接下来了。他已经这一个星期在图书馆查圣经，他说他讲到的最难的第二次经文。
And so he's coming here with his family on vacation, and so we're going to kidnap him and have him preach the second half on our behalf.
好，当我们来思想坚韧到底不半途而废的时候，我们要思想这个信息的两个方面。
And so, in order to persevere to the end, we have to think about the two things.
第一个是古人的见解。
First is the example from the past.
第二个是今日的劝勉。
And the second is the exhortations for today.
今天的信息很简单。
Today's message is very simple.
这两点都是重复的。
And because they're both talking about the same thing.
一个是确信，一个是警告。
One is a confirmation, and the second is a warning.
古时候讲了，今天再讲，将来还会讲。
The truth that was true in the past is still true today, and it will continue to be true.
古人的见解这一部分，我们刚刚读过。
And so we just read, you know, what was it like in the past.
我们先来看确据，这种把盼望持守到底的人，是必然活在神家中的人，他们能够进入永远的安息。
Because we know that those who were able to stay faithful received eternal rest in the house of God.
为此，我们稍微需要回顾一下前面的重要经文，是黄颖乐传道两个星期以前讲的。
Yeah, so let's review some Bible passages that we looked at 2 weeks ago.
在希伯来书的三章五节和六节，他这样说道。
For in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 5 and 6,
他摩西为仆人，在上帝的全家境中，要证明将来必传说的事。
Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify the things that were to be spoken later.
但基督为儿子治理上帝的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ is faithful over God's household as a son, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast to our confidence and our boasting in our.
他在说什么呢？
What's this talking about?
他在说耶稣超过摩西或者儿子超过仆人的时候，要点是他们的一致性，而不是他们的对立性。
That in saying that Jesus is greater than Moses, for he is the son and Moses is a servant, the contrast is in the rank and not in their goal.
作者用了犹太人最敬仰、最仰慕的摩西神人，来衬托有一个比摩西更伟大的，就是耶稣基督。
So in using here, Hebrews brings out Moses, the historical figure that is most admired by the Jewish people, and he shows them that Jesus is greater than Moses, and in fact, Moses himself was one who looked forward to Jesus' appearance.
因为在这第五节说到说，仆人做的一切都要见证将来继承主人产业的儿子。
For all of the work of the servant is preparing the way for the son who is coming to inherit. Excuse me. Thank you.
儿子和仆人都在上帝这个主人的家中来侍奉。
And both the servant and the son are laboring in the household of God.
他们职分不同，功能不同。
Their roles and their works are different.
但是他们的方向是一致的。
But their direction is the same.
就像你如果登喜马拉雅山。
So perhaps if you've
Himalayas.
If you've ever gone to the Himalayas.
你登到一个峰的时候，就会看更高的峰。
That you know, every time you make it to one mountain peak, you'll look ahead to the next.
那个珠穆朗玛峰是你仰望的。
And so you look up to that highest peak.
摩西就是前锋，而这个将来的最高峰就是耶稣基督。
And so Moses was the vanguard who was pointing to the high point of history, who is Jesus Christ.
你知道这对这个当时的犹太基督徒有多大的安慰？我在说这个一致性。
And so if we, you know, this message of consistency was very, very important for the Jewish peoples.
对他们来说最大的试探就是回到过去的适应的犹太教里。
Because for them, it was a great temptation indeed to go back to being a practicing Jew.
这些人他们并不是完全按照旧约圣经，而是按照人的传统来理解旧约的。
And so because the Jewish peoples had slowly began to depart from the teaching of the Bible and relying more on tradition.
换句话说，他们当时对耶稣来说，耶稣是反摩西的，反上帝律法的。
And so, in their eyes, Jesus was against Moses and against the teachings.
按照当时的看法说，如果你是犹太人，当天跟了耶稣基督的时候，你就是背叛了摩西，背叛了祖宗。
And so, to be a disciple of Jesus.Is to rebel against,
甚至可以说是背叛上帝，离经叛道。
And perhaps even against God Himself.
不光是这个原因，还有在整个罗马帝国开始系统性的迫害基督徒之前。
And so even before the Roman government began to persecute the Christians.
我们必须理解，犹太教当时是正统，整个基督教当时被看为是异端的，叫教门，在圣经里都这样记载。
And so the Jewish people saw themselves as Orthodox and the Christians as the heretics.
举个例子，大家肯定明白当时情形。比如说一两百年以前，整个基督教新教来到华人来到中国之后，也面临一个同样的挑战。
It is just as the same. It's a similar challenge faced by the Chinese Christians of 100, 200 years ago.
当时有一个说法，一个华人信主少了一个什么？中国人。
That there was a challenge to the people at the time, for they believed that if you became a Christian, you were no longer a Chinese person.
因为你信了洋教。
For you followed this foreign religion.
所以在当时传福音的过程中，华人基督徒就花了很多的口舌证明耶稣基督。或者说基督教的发源地是中东，不是欧洲，也不是美洲，而是亚洲，好，跟中国人近的。
That you know the true origins of Christianity are the Middle East, you know, on Asia and not Europe or America.
我们也解释耶稣基督的血缘是犹太人。
That Jesus as a human being, though he had Jewish blood.
这是作为人来说，但是他又是上帝圣子。
And that he is also the Son of God.
换句话说，他是那一位从一本亚当夏娃这个祖先造出世上万族万民的创造主。
He was the one who created all peoples and all nations through Adam and Eve.
跟全地所有活着的人都有关系的。
And so he is the savior of all mankind.
因为我们当时用这种方式来叙述说，所有的华人当然也要仰望耶稣基督做他的拯救。
And so.There was nothing anti-Chinese about following Jesus.
换句话说，作者在当时情况下说，向犹太人说，如果你已经信了摩西所传的旧约，你现在就更应该相信摩西所见证的耶稣基督。
And so the writer of Hebrews believes that if you are indeed a follower of Moses, then you should follow the one Moses looked forward to.
因为在这个末后的时代，上帝很清楚的就使用耶稣基督来拯救万人，包括前约的犹太人。
And for in these latter days, Jesus Himself was sent by God to save all mankind, including the Jews.
唯有这样才保证你永远在神的家里。
And that is the only way you can be certain that you belong to the house of God.
你还记得在约翰福音记载了耶稣跟不信的犹太人的对话吗？
Do you remember in the Gospel of John when Jesus was fighting with the Jewish leaders of the time?
耶稣这样说哈，他说：“你们如果信摩西，也必信我，因为他书上有指着我写的话。”这个第五章的四十七节说：“你们若不信他的书，怎能信我的话呢？”
And so in John chapter 5, verses 46 and 47, he says, "For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?"
旧约的五经，摩西五经是见证将来的耶稣基督。
That all of the books of the Old Testament are witnessed to the Jesus who is to come.
所以约翰到后来在约翰一书里这样说，他说：“如果信子就有父了，如果不信子就没有父。”很绝对的说这件事情。
First John is even clearer that if you believe in the Son, then you will also have the Father. But if you do not believe in the Son, then you will not have the Father either.
换句话说，作者在提醒我们，无论你是任何的民族，来自各方，什么地方，什么样的背景，什么样的一个状态。
No matter where you're from, no matter what people group you are, no matter what circumstances you're under.
你若信靠耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，上帝就确定了他来统治上帝家的，谁就可以成为上帝的儿女。
That if you believe in His Son, then you will become part of God's family.
你看这段话怎么说的？在这个第六节就说：“你们若将这可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了，就是在他家中了。”
Again, if you can hold on to the very end, then you are His family.
注意这里说信到底的人。必能够进入上帝永远的拯救安息里面。
And so it is those who endure to the end who can enter into God's rest.
就我们通常说的永生，或者新天新地，或者你暂时死了以后呢，在天上。
And so that is the eternal life that we're always talking about.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，你注意这里圣经强调什么
？So you see here over and over again that what the Bible emphasizes.
所以能够进入上帝拯救的人，一定是对基督的盼望坚持到底的人，而不是半途而废的人。
That those who can enter into God's rest are those who hold on to the very end and not give up halfway.
我们如何把这件事情忍耐到底呢
？So how are we supposed to do that?
我们到后面再讲。
We're I'm going to have this.
因为后面还会重复这件事情。
Because it's going to.
这是第六节，第十四节又再次重复了。
It's going to repeat.
好，我们先来再次来看这个，看完了安慰或者看完了确据，我们来看警告。在警告里面提到了很多的字眼，我这里列出了四个：硬心、试探上帝、旁观者，然后是心里迷惑的人。第七到第十一节，这里说得非常的清楚。
And so, the second part of this looking into the past is a warning to not harden your hearts.
这段经文是引自诗篇的九十五篇的后半卷。
For these Bible verses quote Psalm 95, chapter 7, chapter 7.
这是整个大卫时代，不知道是谁写，但是用来公众敬拜、赞美上帝的救赎的。
This is a psalm out of David's era to use in public worship.
如果你愿意翻开九十五篇的话，你会发现整个一到七节的上半部分，不断的称颂上帝是拯救，用一个形容词，上帝是磐石，稳固的。
And Psalm 95 opens with that God is our sure foundation.
重复了诗篇一百篇说的，我们是他的子民，草场的羊，非常的美。
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
但是到了七节的下半节的时候，就话锋一转，说：“唯愿你们今天听他的话，警告要开始了，听他的话。”
And so may you those who are his people listen to his words.
接下来我们刚刚所念过的七到十一节，就是这个诗人基于圣灵的启示，根据民数记、根据出埃及记这个十七章和十四章，整个以色列的抱怨和导致他们的整个不信。
And so the remainder of the hymn is the psalmist looking back at Numbers, and he is warning the people of today.
他说他们不相信上帝会带他们出埃及是好意，是让他们死在旷野。
That they did not believe the goodness of God, that they thought that God brought them out to the desert just to die there.
离开过去的埃及进入迦南不是上帝的旨意，这是以色列人第一代人说的，很多人都这么说。
A lot of the first generation believers did not believe in the goodness of God.
最后的第一代人被上帝咒诅。
And the first,
不能够进入永恒的家园。
And then eventually they were indeed cursed, that they were not able to enter the promised
land. 伟大的开始，可怜的终结。
And so,From this magnificent beginning, it ended in tragedy.
古今中外最辉煌的出埃及记，最后结束的时候，是这样的一个惨淡。
That of the millions who left Egypt, the entire first generation died in the desert.
所以诗篇用摩西时代的不信的悖逆一代来警告谁啊？大卫时代的人。
And so the people of David's time were encouraged to look back at that time.
但是有一个稍微的改动非常重要，就是诗篇的这个九十五篇是诗人说的，后面都是诗人说的，结果希伯来作者用了一个说是圣灵说。
And so Hebrews makes a very important points out a very important point here that these psalms they were not just written by human authors but they were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
也就是说当圣经说话的时候，我们经常说是上帝说话。
And so the words of the Bible are the very words of God.
请问你在听到的时候，你是认为当我们读到圣经的时候，是不是神借着这个人在说话
？Do you indeed treat
the very word of God?
Do you indeed treat the Bible as the very word of God?
我不知道这是你读经的经历，是不是你灵修的经历，是不是你小组团契的经历，是不是你听到的态度
？I don't know if that is your attitude when you study the Bible in any context.
希伯来书作者提醒：今日，今日，每一次都是机会。
The book of Hebrews reminds us today, any day, any opportunity you have to hear the Bible, that is your chance.
圣灵在这里警告四个方面。
That there's four warnings that the Bible.
警告在座的每一个，包括说的人。
To warn every one of us, including the one who is speaking.
你们是否对上帝的话语不信而硬心呢？
Do you harden your hearts against the word of God and doubt it?
你们是否试探上帝，抱怨上帝呢？
Do you test God and complain?
你们对信仰是一个旁观者，还是一个实践者？
Are you sitting on the sidelines and spectating, or are
you part of it? 以色列是四十年看上帝的作为，仍然不认识他。
The Israelites watched God work for 40 years and yet they did not know Him.
你们心里是常常就说一直是迷糊的吗？
Or are you still kind of just vaguely fuzzy understanding of God.
换句话是心里对上帝的话总是拧着听，都是划过去，不进到自己心里的。
Or is that, you know, whenever you hear the word of God, it goes in one ear and out the other?
你知道人啊，在难处的时候，都把这些四个特点呢，发扬光大，真的是发扬光大。
And so, you know, whenever we run into difficulties, we always fall into those four habits.
他们夸大事实，不是鼓吹过去如何的好，就是抱怨今天如何的艰难。
That we always either put on our nostalgia glasses and look back on the old good old days, or we complain about how bad things are now.
对，他说我们过去在埃及有肉吃的，吃香的喝辣，这他们真的说的。
And so, you know, for they said we had meat to eat in Egypt.
只字不提他们在为奴。
And you know they forgot.
做砖的时候连稻草都没有。
And they seem to have forgotten that they were slaves in Egypt, that they didn't even have straw when they were making bricks.
如同今天中国大陆人说，哎呀，在文革的时候多好啊。
So you know, we hear people now say, "Oh, you know, things were great during the Cultural Revolution."
他们说今天的难处的时候更加的夸大。
And in complaining about today's circumstances,
记得这十个探子进去报恶信的时候，极度的夸大。
Remember the ten spies. When they went in to look at the promised land, how exaggerated they were about the difficulties.
刚开始还不错，当他们争论的时候，就极度的夸大，说他们是食人族，对吧？
And when talking about the natives of the promised land, they said, "Oh, they were cannibals."
他说：“据我们所看，我们自己如同蚱蜢一样；据他们看，我们也是如此。”
Then in their eyes, we are nothing but insects.
所以是人巨大，上帝很小。刚刚说那一切过红海全忘了。
And so they had forgotten the greatness of God, and they only saw the difficulties before them, and they exaggerated them.
但问题，十个探子说完也就算了，这种不幸是可以传染的。
And so the ten spies brought back that bad report, and then this panic spread throughout the people.
当加勒和约书亚鼓励他们说，上帝已经把他们交在我们手里了，上帝与我们同在，他们的神旨已经像埃及一样的被铲除了，结果众人，圣经没有说这十个人，众人都一同说拿石头打死这两个人。
That when Caleb and Joshua tried to encourage the people, saying, "No, God's already turned them over into our hands, the Lord himself is with us," the entire group of people wanted to stone them.
如果不是摩西代求在他们中间，这一代人当时就会倒闭。
If it was not for Moses' intervention, all of those people would have died right then and there.
最后，上帝诅咒发誓启示了。注意，上帝一般说是可能不那么重要，但是上帝咒诅发誓的时候，以他自己来发誓的时候，你要特别的小心。
And so when God swears to himself, you ought to pay attention.
他说：“你们进到迦南地看了四十天，游荡回来，不信这四十天。”所以将来你们在什么旷野要流浪四十年。
And so God said, "Oh, so you looked at this land for 40 days and you didn't want to get in. You're not going to get in for 40 years."
这十个引起众人不信、反抗摩西的人，最后是当时被瘟疫灭了。
And the ten spies who led the people into disbelief, they were immediately struck
down. 他们就在迦南的外面了。
They were at the very threshold of the promised land.
结果四十年没有走出来。
And they spent 40 years there.
永远的漂流。
And they were wandering in the desert.
成了我们今天的见解和警告。
And so, that is our example.
其实这是整个人类的介绍，不是吗？
Isn't that really the picture of all humanity?
不光是旧约，新约也是一样。
Not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament.
现代后现代一样，中国人、美国人一样。
You know, people of today, whether no matter what country they're from.
我就举这个人的耐心一个简单的例子。2006年，有一组人被做了一次这个成年人做了一次调查。
There was in 2006 there was a survey to a sample pop.Group of about 1,000 or so people.
说这1,000多个人在等排队的时候，这一千多人在排队的时候。
That when standing in line.
你知道他们平均忍耐度是多少时间吗
？You know how long it takes for them to lose their temper?
17分钟。
17 minutes.
他们在电话上等待的时候，你猜多少时间 他们就没有忍耐心了。
Or on the hold, when they're holding on the phone.
五分钟。
It only takes them 5 minutes to lose their patience.
我没有查2014年是什么样。
And I.
只会比这更糟。
And I'm sure it's even worse now.
那微信一来的时候，你马上要回吗
？Because now, you know, we're all instant communication.
发完了以后，是不是马上期待别人要回答你？
Isn't it that we expect to have immediate turnaround when we send
our messages? 其实很小的事都在提醒我们，我们是不是能够坚韧到底，还是半途而废
？And so, you know, that is a warning to us to hold us at the very end.
结局是很不一样的，一个是安息。
For the whether we can rest or whether we are eternally wandering, that's very important, a very big difference indeed.
我们接下来看第二节，第二部分。你如果注意的时候，在这个第12到14节的时候呢，给出了一个警告。
And so, if we look back at the verses we read today, in chapter 3, verses 12 through 14.
但是这个警告呢，是对于诗篇95篇对当事人的一个应用。
That he quotes from the Psalms that was a warning for the people of David's time.
我们已经讲完古时候的事了。我们看当时的人领受希伯来作者的情况。
So now we're not looking at the people of the past, but the people of the present.
同样是四个方面的罪，缠累。
They also have to fight the temptation of these four.
不信的恶心，被罪迷惑，心里刚硬，离弃上帝。
That they are tempted to harden their hearts, to not listen to God's word and to forsake God.
让我们来看警告的时候，看两个方面，一个是人自己对自己的警醒，另一个是我们彼此提醒的一个警醒。
So first, that we ought to be aware of our own circumstances, and second, we are to encourage one another.
十二节这样说，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生上帝弃绝了。
Brother, take care, brothers, lest there be any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God.
第十三节就说，趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，所以对自己，然后对别人。
But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
我们今天的人太容易用一次的决志来决定这个人是否信主。
We often categorize people as believers and non-believers by whether or not they raise their hand and make.
我们看这个人最后他后来持续的变化。
We don't look at their whole life, whether or not they truly have been changed.
但是圣经一贯的教导是让我们反复查验。
But the teaching of the Bible is for us to continue to look at ourselves.
当保罗自己知道有被捕和丧命的危险的时候，他把经过的以弗所的教会的长老召集在一起。
That when Paul knew that he was in danger with his life, he called the Ephesian church elders to.
他其中这样说了一句话，非常的重要。
And so he tells them in Acts chapter 20 verses 28.
在这个使徒行传20章28节，他说：“圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。”
Since the Holy Spirit has established you as overseers, then you must keep watch both over yourselves and for the whole congregation.
注意，如果连保罗对所有的长老们都要警告，包括牧师哈，这是他讲整个的教导长老和治理长老，都提出警告，难道保罗不再提醒我们每一个人都要谨慎自己吗？
If even the elders, this is including, you know, the pastors as well, needed Paul's exhortation, do we not also need to be aware of our own circumstances?
你要自己谨慎查验什么呢？
So what do you need to watch out for?
有没有不信的恶心？
Are you tempted to doubt God?
是否常常被罪迷惑了？
Are you deceived by sin?
心里刚硬，最后决定把上帝弃绝了。
Are you hard in your heart, and do you decide to not follow God?
这跟诗篇九十五篇的脉络是一样。
That these warnings follow.
让我来解释一下什么叫把永生神弃绝了。
So this warning is similar to Psalm 95. So let me take a moment to explain what it means to
对犹太人来说，他们相信旧约的上帝。当他们面临今天不如意的时候，我记得当年的犹太基督徒在第一世纪的时候。
I believe that, you know, for the Jewish Christians, it was especially difficult for them because, you know, they believe in the God of the Old Testament.
他们聚会的时候是有逼迫的。
For when they met together, they would be, they would be persecuted.
回到犹太的会堂聚会很容易。
It would have been very easy to go back to the synagogue.
他们可能这么想说，哎，既然旧约的上帝跟新约的上帝是一位上帝，那么我们为什么要跟随这个耶稣？多麻烦。
You know, right, we're technically worshiping the same God, right? Why should I give myself the trouble of being a follower of Jesus?
但是有这么简单吗？
Is it truly that simple?
如果整个上帝的救赎计划是焦点在耶稣基督身上的话，
But we know that all of history, the salvation, the plan of salvation is on hinges on Christ Jesus.
我们上次引用路加福音24章讲过。
Where we preached out of Luke 24.
那么上帝在末世最高的启示作为就是耶稣基督的死和复活。
That the death and resurrection of Jesus is the highest possible.
就是那个喜马拉雅山的最高峰是珠穆朗玛峰。
That it is the highest peak of the Himalaya mountains.
当你弃绝这个上帝在基督里最后的启示的时候，
If you give up that greatest revelation,
你同样弃绝了旧约的上帝。
You have also given up. You have also turned your back on the God of the Old Testament.
这样的人是希伯来书六章后来说的，论的那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过上帝善道的滋味，觉悟来世，就是我们讲的这个末后时代的全能。若是离弃了道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把上帝的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱。
And so,
对犹太人讲的。
And so if a Jewish Christian goes back to being a Jew, you know, decides that he can have the new Old Testament without the new, it is like Hebrews chapter 6 verses 4 to 6 says that for it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened who have tasted the heavenly gifts and the goodness of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the goodness of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away to restore again to repentance since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up to contempt.
我们活在什么时代？末后的时代，对不对？
希伯来
书一开始就这样讲。
We are now living in the last days.
如果我们今天弃绝耶稣基督的话，
If today we give up on Jesus,
没有子的话，就连父都没有。
If we don't believe in the Son, then the
只会比当年更加的严重。
The God the Father,
因为我们知道的更多
will judge us all the harsher because we have the full revelation of God.
我们每个人要自己查验。
Then we need to watch over ourselves.
接着我们要看彼此的谨慎。
So and then
彼此相劝在圣经中太多了。
And then let's look at also that we are to watch over one another.
十三节说总。趁着还要有今日的时候，天天彼此的相劝。
That as long as there is today, we are ought to encourage one another.
我突然数了一下，我自己信主已经20年了，非常的可怕。
I've already been a Christian for 20 years, and that makes me feel old.
我经常回去看我刚刚信主的那些书，包括《天路历程》。
And so I often go back and review the books that I had read as an early Christian, especially Pilgrim's Progress.
其中一个原因就是这个《天路历程》里。这个被称为主角的基督徒就是他自己这个班扬就是他自己
and so you know John Bunyan he wrote that book as kind of an analogy of his own life and the main character he calls Christian
有许多不同的人跟他一同走这个天路
and there are many people who walked with him in his pilgrim's progress
有些是跟他一同交谈的正面人物传道人忠信的解释者盼望
There were people who were his examples, the preacher, the faithful ones, the ones who read the Bible, who could interpret the Bible, the ones who exhorted him to hope.
还有负面的人物，比如说老顽固啊，顺利啊，多话呀，魔王啊。
And then there were also antagonists such as the stubborn man, the one who just wanted to go along with the majority, the one who wanted to gossip.
我就发现这个基督徒跟其他不同的人正面和负面的这个交流的时候呢，非常有意思。
And so I like to read that book because it's a very interesting struggle in him, Christian's life. That both sides were trying to pull him into their camp.
一方面恩典在发动。
One side grace was doing its work.
那些正面的人。
The people on his who were supporting him, helping him out.
还有一种呢是负面的这些要拽他下去的人。
And then there was the other side who wanted to pull him down.
那我发现在我们华人的文化里面，我们非常在乎群体。别人对我们的看法。
So, you know, and so we have a tendency to really look up, you know, to really care about other people's opinions.
我们不喜欢跟我们不一样的人。
And we especially don't like people who don't agree with us.
所以我们中间人应该记得我们的前故人牧师，这个李秀全牧师说过一句话。
That we ought to remember our consulting pastor, 李秀全。
Advisor pastor, yeah.
Our advisor.
他说什么？意见一致的弟兄姐妹，往往是我们施工的好伙伴。
That those who agree with us, they are indeed a good partners in our ministries.
而意见不同的，则是我们生命成长的好伴侣。
But those who don't agree with us should be our companions for our life.
你需要这两种人。
You need both kinds of people.
这不是一个概念而已。
This is not just, you know, an abstract idea.
是一个基督徒活命的需要。
That this is indeed a need for our life.
你需要其他人从其他的视角来把你的死角、你的罪指出来，当然是用温柔、爱心来劝慰你。
You need people to point out your blind spots.
你们是不是要自己来谨慎？要不要替别人来守望？这是每一个人的责任。
We have a responsibility, all each and every one of us, to watch over one another.
接着第十四节。他又开始提到起初确实的信心坚持到底就有份于基督了，这个是讲确据的。
And so and then we also have a certainty.
这里说什么呢？第十四节他说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
So if we are able to endure to the end, the
重复了第六节说的话，不过稍微有点不同。
It seems to be repeating the earlier words, but it's a little bit different.
这个是我回到刚刚我答应你们几分钟以后回来。
And so this comes to the center of, well, how am I supposed to be faithful?
对，怎么样把对主耶稣基督的信心坚持到底呢？
How are we supposed to endure to the end?
人生有这么多的磨难。
We have all sorts of difficulties and temptations.
从起初的相信。
Starting from when we became believers.
不断的相信，一直到人生的尽头。
That we have to hold on to the very end of our lives.
就是我们经常说的，不光是过去的相信。今天的相信还有什么将来的信靠。
And so it's not, we're not just holding on to the memories of the past, but we are to go endure every day and look also ahead to the future.
只有这样在恩典的巨大河床里面，这个信心带我们走到天家。
It's only this way that we can make it home.
我不知道你怎么看待整个北美华人基督徒的光景，我不认为是简单的旷野。
I believe that our temptation today is even greater than the Israelites in the desert.
更像这个《天路历程》里的浮华集市。
That we're like in this giant flea market.
因为有太多的事情向我们招手。
Because there's too many things competing for our attention.
这个信心的真伪需要考验。
And we are facing constant tests of the authenticity of our faith.
外来的一切的事情都会检验我们内心。
That all of these things from the outside are looking into our hearts.
有些人的考验可能很简单，你能否坚持固定的聚会。
And you know, perhaps one of the temptations is, are you able to regularly attend worship?
有人考验可能是说谎之后有没有勇气向上帝来认罪，有没有向你欺骗的人来道歉。
Or being able to admit that you have wronged somebody in lies or in deceit.
有的人可能是在开始奉献时间金钱的时候开始要迈向一步跟自己今世没有什么关联的事情。
Or another test is perhaps in
不是因为我们有篮球场了我们就奉献，因为我们的孩子在这里，这个奉献是可敬慕的，但是并不是最美好的。
That you know, we are we willing to give our time and money into offerings that may not have a tangible benefit for us?
我们是否有勇气向这个世界来说不妥协呢？
Are we willing to say no to the world and not compromise with them?
在天路历程里头，就有一个天路客，他经过这个传道人跟他讲说，你从旷野出来以后，你要进入一个更加可怕的叫浮华世界。
For once you leave the desert, you will be entering into this flea market.
是卖各种各样浮华吸引人的东西，是终年不散的。
And this market sells all sorts of goodies that are and it never closes.
要知道，这个是十七、十八世纪写的东西。
And this is a book written in the 17th and 18th centuries.
这个集市上买的各样的东西，房子、地皮、职业、荣誉、职位、升官、加爵、国家、国王、欲望，各种各样的快乐享受，你都可以买。
You can buy anything you want, whether it's a house, a land, a job, a position, glory, promotions, you know, nobility, a nation, it's and so on and so forth.
而在集市上，你可以看到各种各样的花招、变戏法。骗子、赌博的、小丑、无奈等等这些事情。
And there are all sorts of there's all sorts of thieves and crooks circling around you, looking to take advantage of you.
这是在我们中间发生的。
And this is indeed.
你不要看网络，你知道就在昨天，一个中国的店被劫了吗？就在奥兰多。啊，没人知道啊。
So if
我也不是自己知道，别人告诉我说我要来奥兰多，你们奥兰多被劫了，安全不安全？
And so, you know, just yesterday, I got asked by somebody, you know, say, is Atlanta really safe? I heard on the news that a store got robbed. And I'm like, oh, really? I didn't even know that.
你在这个浮华世界里，你不用花钱，可以看到各种各样惊心动目的事情，偷窃、谋杀、通奸、发假誓，惊心动目。
In today's world, you don't even need to spend money to see all sorts of, you know, horrible ways people treat one another.
但是最震撼我的是本人约翰说的这一笔，他说忠信就是这个基督徒和这个叫基督徒的人，在这个浮华集市却遭了逼迫。
And so, in during this, the Christian and his friend were persecuted because they refused to take part in any of it.
不光是简单的诱惑。
For they were not just tempted.
忠信的基督徒被处死刑殉道了，因为他指出这些人的恶。
And so the faithful Christian was martyred, for he pointed out their sinfulness.
而这个基督徒自己是被上帝怜悯逃出来。
And by the grace of God, the Christian was able to escape.
我看完的是一种强烈的感受。
And so this left a very deep impression.
我们在北美安全是不是太妥协这个世界了？真的，我们要问自己。
You know,
我们跟他们太像了。现在弟兄姐妹
is the reason that we are not persecuted as a church in America because we're too much like the world?
我不再说你在单位上简单的向别人分享福音。
It's not just a matter of sharing the gospel where you're at work.
你是不是坚持这个信仰的价值？
Do you hold on to the value of your faith?
说到底，在这一点一滴的背后，这一切的试探和的白色的殉道中，究竟我们的盼望是什么？
What is
什么东西让我们度过这一切？
What is our hope among the temptations?
我昨天晚上也在挣扎。
This was something I was struggling with.
一夜没睡。
I didn't sleep the whole night.
耶稣基督死和复活，是不是这个盼望来支持我走过每一天？
Am I able to go through each day through the death and resurrection of Jesus?
回到保罗在二十章《使徒行传》二十四节，他说了一句话。
So we go back to again Paul in Acts chapter 20 verse 24.
他面临被捕的时候，他这样说：“我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程。”
But I do not account my life of any value, nor is precious to myself, if only I may finish my course.
怎样才能把耶稣对耶稣基督的信心坚持到底
？How do we endure to the very end?
除了坚按照要理问答来回答
，Not only do we know the answer, you know the standard answer from the catechisms.
这是我的回答。
This is my answer.
一方面承认自己是具体软弱的人，不是抽象软弱的。
First, we have to admit that we are indeed very.
不断的需要十字架的对付和拆毁。
We need to be dealt with by the power of the cross.
同时，在耶稣基督的复活里，我成为一个不顾自己性命的人。
And then we can truly throw away our own lives because we have the.
包括你的职业，包括你的家庭，包括你的婚姻，包括你的儿女。这个是信心的试金石，不是别的。这个是最关键的。你相信不相信？耶稣基督已经复活了。你今天靠着他能够面对这一切吗
？Your life, your job, your family, your marriage, your children—these are all the litmus tests of your.
美国会不会变成一个欧洲
？You know, will America become as secular as Europe?
在巴黎不到1%的人是去教会的。
In Paris, less than 1% of people go to church.
英国好一点。
A little better in England.
美国会怎么样？
What's it going to be like for America?
作为华人，我们有什么责任？
What kind of responsibility do we have as Chinese Americans?
我们是有这个勇气面对各种各样的挑战。
Do we
以此来抓住未来的这种信心吗？
Do we have the courage to hold on to eternity to face the challenges of the future?
最后他又是警告。
And finally he warned us.
他用诗篇95篇稍微改变了以后来重复。
And so he quotes from the Psalms, but he also adds upon it.
你们听我来念。
So listen to how I read.
15节到18节。
Again, chapters verses 15 and 18.
他说：“经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。”
As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
16节，那时他们听见他的话，惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？
For whom were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Jesus left Egypt led by Moses?
上帝40年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野里的人吗？
And with whom he was provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who had sinned whose bodies fell in the wilderness?
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？
And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned whose bodies fell in the wilderness?To whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but those who were disobedient?
若摩西时代的人，他们是被约柜的羔羊之血涂抹，盼望将来的救赎。
The people of Moses' time were covered in the blood of the Passover lamb and looking forward to a future salvation.
今天我们是蒙耶稣基督的宝血来涂抹的人。
Today we have been covered in the blood of the Lamb.
如果他们当年经过红海受洗的话，
and they had been baptized in the Red Sea.
我们今天是受洗归入了耶稣基督上帝的儿子。
Today we have been baptized in the name of Jesus.
如果他们是迈向迦南这个应许地得安息的话，
they were looking for towards the rest in the promised land of Canaan.
我们是向着上帝走入那新天新地永恒的人。
We are also walking towards the eternity.
多么的相像啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So it is very similar.
多么的一致。
That we are very much like them.
领受的更多，受的审判就更多。
And because with this great gift comes the greater responsibility.
我们第一世纪的信徒都听到在新约里这样的警告，19节这个结论。
And so we, along with the Christians of the first century, hear this warning.
这样看来，他们不能进去。不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。
That they were unable to enter because of unbelief.
给我们大大的使用。
And so that is a great warning to us today.
若我们中间有不信的恶心，
If we have the habit of disbelief in us,
不听从上帝的话，
We're not willing to listen to God's word.
你就会成为永远流浪，没有家可归。
You will become homeless and you'll be wandering forever.
无法进入耶稣基督永恒中的安息。
That you will not be able to enter into the.
因为你今天的安息，今天的进入跟将来的安息是有关系的。
For your eternal destiny has everything to do with what you're doing now.
我们今天看了古人的见解。
We looked at the example of the people of the past.
提醒我们的确据在耶稣基督那里。
To remind us that our certainty is in Christ Jesus.
不在摩西。
Not in Moses.
在新约一样的劝勉我们。
And the New Testament also.
不过更加的加重，他说两次警告，再给一次确据。
He gave us a double warning.
因为确据已经太明显了。
For the certainty is very clear.
你是否是那些轰轰烈烈开始你信仰旅程的人？
Were you? Are you too? Have you also began that glorious journey?
但是你是否是坚持到底的人？
Can you be one who holds on to the very end?
这半途而废的人是你吗？是我吗？
Are you one who gives up halfway?
你今天是安息在耶稣基督救赎中的人吗？
Are you one who rests in the salvation of Christ Jesus?
你是在心里刚硬，等待上帝的愤怒呢？
Or have you hardened your heart and is facing judgment?
还是在耶稣基督里有盼望的人？
Or you are one who has hope.
我们来唱这个盼望，在耶稣基督里的盼望。
Let us close with this song.
My hope rests good on Jesus Christ.
He is my only.
感谢你的救赎
Lord, we thank you for your salvation.
在耶稣基督里你成全了一切的美善
You have accomplished all good things through
在我们挣扎软弱的时候你给我们确据
Through Jesus Christ and you give us the certainty of our faith even though we are weak.
在警告我们的时候我们就愿意悔改来转向你
And so let us repent and turn our faces towards you.
施恩的主来到我们中间向我们说话
Lord of grace you have come before us and you have spoken to us
我们可能有一个不错的开始
That may perhaps we have a good beginning
但是我们还没有到家呢
But we have not yet made it home
求主来支撑我们往前走
Lord we ask that you support us on every step of the way
祷告奉那位支撑我们主的名
We pray in the name of the Lord who supports us
Amen
Amen